Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear and welcome to the Zone of LOTO Radio. Hope everyone is tuned in and tuned out all the negativity. And thank you for joining us live. We are streaming live via iTunes, also on iHeart and Radio. And today's broadcast, a very special artist, and she goes by the name of Peaches. Lord have mercy, Linda Peaches Tavani, new hit single, How Many Times, featuring Kurt Whalum. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the super talented Peaches. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, Teddy. I am doing terrific. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous weather out here in L.A., which is why I moved here years ago. Sorry about the rain, but it's for a good thing.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right. Thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on a new single.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited about it.
Now, I got a little bone to pick with you now. It's been a minute since we got some new music from you.
Yeah.
What took you so long?
Actually, I have been singing the whole time. It's just that I moved on from singing. I'm Peaches without Herb anymore.
Right.
And I hear he's just traveling and doing his thing, and I'm so happy for him. But I moved to L.A., and there were things in my life that I needed to have to really complete me so that when I sing for the radio and the Globe again, it's celebrating something else with them. You know, you should never lose your groove, so I never lost my groove. I've been
Without
singing the whole time. Yes, the shake your groove thing is a legend. We must give it and pass it on.
Without question.
Yeah, so I'm still singing.
I was getting ready to say, we're a long way away from Solid Gold and Midnight Special and things of that of that nature. And I wanted to ask,
everything must change.
Without question, some for the good and some for the not so good. And speaking of change, how have you managed to evolve over the years from a musical standpoint? Because, you know, radio has completely changed from the time where you started. Now you have social media where you have artists that are on labels or independent artists like yourself who use social media to make their listeners and all supporters aware of what they're doing. So how have you managed to get through this?
Well, you know what? What I took a pause for was to just discover what else do you do as an artist besides that. And I am very versatile in my crafting. I love to write. I'm a painter. But my heart was to have a family and to have family love and support. And that was something that was not defined in my world fine enough for me, which I mastered now. And I married a very talented man, and we've been married 31 years happily. And we raised twin daughters. And we started an organization that reaches out and gives back to communities, you know, that are in bad shape. I think love thy neighbor is a very important thing to do in this world today. And there's nothing better than offering someone a free afternoon festival for their family to get them away from their blues and troubles for a little while, get out there and dance, meet some new people, get some inspiration and encouragement. And we've been doing that ever since, you've last heard from me. And God is so good. Shake Your Groove Thing and Reunited was still playing this whole time. Can you believe that? Worldwide. Not just a little bit. And some of us oldies try to say, well, my kids don't know about it. Hey, my kids were in Israel, and they called us from there and said, Mom, your Shake Your Groove Thing is playing in the mall. I'm going, in Israel? Are you kidding me? Yeah. So I know God is doing a lot in my life, and I've never been happier, never felt better. And I'm just so excited about how many times it's already, only after a few weeks, actually, it's got 25,000 plays on Spotify, and it's been nominated for an R&B Grammy performance.
Incredible.
That is truly a blessing. Yeah, I'm so blessed. I really just kept at it. I felt like coming to that decision to move on really completed who I am altogether as an artist.
Moving on, that can be quite challenging because we get somewhat comfortable in things staying and remaining the same way.
Well, that is, if you're, I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead, please. Go right ahead.
No, I was going to say that's when you have to define, okay, what are you doing with your life? And is this something that you want to continue to do this way? And in music, in the music industry, sometimes you have a choice and then other times you don't. But you need to keep living. You need to keep going and have things that encourage you and keep you wanting to stay alive and important, you know, in this world that you live in. So
you know,
I worked on those things.
Right. You know, I was getting ready to say that I remember an interview you did some years back, and one of the things that really stuck out to me more than anything else, you said everyone has to have a purpose. What is your purpose in life? And you said, I'm searching for my purpose right now. And it's incredible to look at you now where you were and where you're at right now in your life personally and also from a business aspect, because you seem a lot more at peace now. Am I right in that assessment?
You are absolutely right. I discovered that by making that decision and wanting that question asked. That's how many times was written. That was something I really loved, but that was something that was not going to last forever. I met another artist during that time before I met her who kind of laid out to me, don't try to make fame your reason or your goal. I want to be famous. No, enjoy your life and celebrate that life and be good at it. And when it is received, that's an important thing to celebrate that success. But you got to move on in life and do other things in life that are as meaningful. And I found out that I do love red carpet. I love limos and all of that at that time.
Right.
But what I loved more was meeting kids, as we do, my husband and I do school assemblies. What do you want to do with your life? And they all want to do some great things, but they are going to be limited. But we have this wonderful chance to do something important by just learning how to get along and loving and wanting to learn and not be distracted while we're trying to get that goal in place. And that's by studying, by being around people that encourage you and inspire you. I had so much help like that growing up that it just kind of, I made a decision I was going to either be a singer or a nurse.
Okay.
and I was just, I just thought that that uniform, okay, yeah, I think I like that. But learning that I got a little more encouragement from singing made me happy. And I think we really need to take time to encourage young people at something you find that they're good at and kind of point them in a direction of safety. And that's kind of what we do in our organization called WOW. We're really really concerned about their future, and it hasn't been a problem at all. I just celebrate how happy I am because it seems like the music I did then is still working for me now, plus all this new information about life that I have based on taking the time to take care of a family, my responsibility in that, coming home to that kind of situation as to just traveling to do concerts and just do that whole lifestyle. So I'm very happy.
Without question, and it resonates through your music, and I wanted to ask, I want to take it a step further. You mentioned WOW. I think for me, we're both 21. We've both been around the block a few times.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you, does it become somewhat of a disappointment where you see artists that are monetarily well off, where they should be more than capable of giving back to the communities, being able to help the children, being able to set up some type of after school programs, incorporate music in class, because you see a lot of music programs and after school programs have been taken away, especially in the inner city. And I know that's very important to you to reach out and help the youth. Does that disappoint you that you feel like more artists that are capable of doing this, but are not putting their best foot forward?
Well, I see what you're saying. I know the struggle that it is to even make that happen, and I know how that can be, and you just want to have a blind eye if you're ever able to just escape from feeling like you will only always be from the ghetto and that isn't
right.
good enough. And that is something that I feel called to just encourage and inspire by what I do, instead of looking at what they're not doing, maybe if they see what I am doing, they can join me or do something else that they're now inspired to do. I would encourage that more so than, but I know what you're saying. Because we live in a different world now, and there's enough people complaining about what we do and not
right.
enough of us doing anything anyway. So
yeah.
I didn't want to be one of those not being part of the solution. You have to come to a Wild Jam. That's all I have to say. We have one coming up. But we have done these all over the world, all over America, and we are doing one October 12th in San Fernando, California, in Brand Park. And everything is free. We get to eat together like it's a backyard birthday party picnic.
Okay.
It has tents.
Okay.
And in the tents, you got bike repair, makeovers. You get a haircut. We have bounce. We have everything a kid from a family age event that you couldn't afford to pay for is all together free. And that's what I've been doing with every bit of celebration of life that I enjoyed with Herb and that I enjoy now with my husband and my family, working with community leaders, churches, and people who want to volunteer their time to do the same thing. So I'm hoping now that How Many Times is out, I'm hoping that a lot of people who are, like, undercover doing the same thing become even more outspoken about it, and we take care of the homeless and the hopeless and bring them love, because that's what really led me out of what am I going to do with my life from here. Love did it. And How Many Times was a good, you think about it. It was a good way to say, how many times do we run after this, after that, thinking it's going to satisfy us, and we don't get that satisfaction because we're running away from the one who really loves us, created us, and has a plan. And it's not going to happen overnight. I certainly didn't happen overnight, and most of the artists we really love, it didn't happen overnight. So, I'm just a very optimistic, hopeful person, and I feel in my lifetime spending my time like this is going to be good news, because I'm really, really tired of the bad news and the
bad
way we
news.
Look at, yeah, and we, and
yeah.
the way we look at at life. I just think that never losing your groove and loving your neighbors and stuff like that is very, it's a superpower. It's not something, oh, yeah, well, no. I you know, never took it that way. So, there you go.
It's amazing what you can do when you just simply take the time to reach out and communicate with people to let them know that you care. It's amazing.
It's really great because you hear a lot of things and then you walk around and you meet people that are tired of hearing a lot of things and just want to get along. They just want to say, hey, let me let you up in line. You only got one thing here. Let me do something nice. You're contagious that way. Make somebody smile. It's the beginning of maybe a happy day for them. I don't get it that way.
An act of random kindness. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Yeah, it's a superpower. It's being, you know, not really taken seriously enough. And you don't have to be a celebrity to do it. But I hear what you're saying. I would love to see things turned around because people are motivated out of what they listen to, what they read, and the people who inspire them. And hopefully I'll be an inspiration.
Well, you have definitely been an inspiration to a lot of very talented female vocalists over the years. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined this afternoon by the incredibly talented Linda Peaches Tavani, of course. And to get all the latest updates and be sure to purchase the new hit single, How Many Times? First, stop by Linda's official website. That's at lindapeaches.com.
Thank you.
Linda is Peaches, and also the same, oh, yes, Lord, on Facebook and also for Twitter. Now, my goodness, again, you have provided a slice of cheesecake. Of course, the new hit single, How Many Times? Now, how did you get this collaboration together with the incredibly talented Mr. Kirk Whalum? How did that come about?
Oh, my husband knows a lot of the best musicians in town, and we were working in one of the greatest studios at that time. And Kurt was just asked to be in on the session. We kind of know each other from all the Grammys and American Music Awards and whatnot anyway, and the producers, Freddie Perren, and people of that nature. And my husband contacted him through some of the people that were working with us on this venture that we were doing. We've also done a lot of gospel albums as well as what you hear now. Kurt was very excited to be called in to the project, and he put the juice in it, I tell you that. Beautiful.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But I have to commend you. Your vocal prowess has gotten even better over time. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. It's incredible to sit back and listen to your voice, more smooth, more direct, more soothing. You have definitely been blessed, and it is truly an honor for me to have you on the Zone and vibing with us. So far be it from me to deny the listeners out there of some therapeutic music. So let's get into it. The new hit single from the incredibly talented Peaches, of course, How Many Times, featuring Kirk Whalum, here in the Zone of LOTO Radio.
When the they can't explain what went wrong. When the thrill is gone, you realize way down deep inside, you keep hope alive that someday someone will be faithful forever. But can you tell me how many times will you run from the one who loves you? And how many times will you block him out?
From the super talented Linda Peaches Tavani here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the new hit single, How Many Times, is available via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Peaches' official website at LindaPeaches.com. Also on Instagram and Facebook, Linda is Peaches, and also on Twitter. And we have a caller on hold. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to area code 412. You're on the line with the teddy bear and Peaches. Caller, go right ahead. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, cousin. How are you?
Hi.
This is Nikki. This is Nikki from Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God, Nikki from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Girlfriend. Can you believe your cousin? This is a real cousin, not somebody getting in a concert because they said they were Peaches cousin. This is a real family member. Hey, girl.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just calling to tell you I love you. Beautiful song by a beautiful person. I'm always forever proud of you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hopefully we'll get to Pittsburgh. You know, I'm working on my whole European concert touring and being here in the States and in Europe, and I'm shooting a video tomorrow of How Many Times, so send me some prayers. Okay.
I sure will.
Okay.
Thank
tell
you,
your
Nikki
mom I said hello.
I will. Love you.
Love you too.
All right.
Bye.
What is it like to have that kind of support from family?
You know what, Teddy? Just like owning your favorite teddy bear, there's nothing like family when you try to keep it together. When you're the peacemaker, you're the solution, not the problem. And it's a whole brand new way of looking at things, because life gets so stressful, to just make it happen instead of walking away from it. There's something, there's a blessing in trying to keep family life together that I have found out. And it's great. It was great to hear her voice and just recall some of the memories I have of when Herb and I would have dinner at her parents' house, because Herb is very homeboy-ish, and we had a lot of fun. And Nikki was a little girl, and to hear her, she's a grown woman now. She's almost old as I am, but not quite. I think she's older than me now. Anyway, if she's past 27, she is. Okay.
Yes, love. Her.
But no, just having joy in my spirit keeps me strong. Being young at heart makes me happy, and encouraging other people. I might not even know them, and they might not even know or care who I am, but just having that in me to be an ambassador of love and to be, you know, be proud of it. It's not a problem with me at all. That's what I'm meant to do. That's what I'm meant to be, encouraging.
What I wanted to do, and you definitely encourage me, because one of the things that I find about you that's so profoundly stuck with me is that knowing that you have someone in your life that loves you unconditionally, supports you, and to be married for this length of time and knowing things have only gotten better with time is simply incredible. It's refreshing to me. And it lets me know with the art of communication and mutual respect for one another, anything is possible.
Oh, man, thank you. That's just the way I feel, and that's the way I carry myself. I think I've earned that from the lessons I've learned in life. Yeah.
If Peaches could get in a time machine and go back 15, no, you know what, let's say 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
What would the Linda Peaches of today tell Linda 20 years ago? If you could just sit down, have a conversation with her, what are some of the things as far as words of wisdom that you could help her with and provide her with to get her prepared for the future?
Wow, that's a good one. You know, what I would really say is that I have to admit first that I wasn't as confident as I came across.
Okay.
And in order to do that, I faked it a lot and then felt like I was never enough. I was not everything I wanted to be at that particular moment. And I never felt satisfied. And I think what that did was caused me to work harder and try harder and become very honest with myself that I'm never going to be perfect. I'm never going to be the richest. I may never be the poorest, because I'll work hard not to be, but I'm not a know-it-all. So there's nothing I can do to be arrogant and think more of myself. And I think having that gives you a need for whatever power there is out there in the universe that created you. I call my power God, but a lot of people are still searching for what that is to them, and I'm going to just leave it like that. I believe that crying out to him and saying, please, I know that I am not the reason why I exist. Show me what I'm really here for. And that was to bring joy and to bring love into the room, to bring happiness into the room. When I, from the time I was a little child, I was encouraged to do that. And it's hard to keep doing that when you're trying to get through bullying in school and, family that has no time for you because they're still trying to figure out themselves what life is. And we need a source inside of us that we can go to. And that's why I really found so much comfort in music and in art just drawing pictures of the way I wanted to see my world. And before I knew it, I had enough encouragement from some family members who are no longer with me to tell me that I had everything in life that I need and that I was going to be all right. And what they did was pray hard for me. And one of these days, when we have a longer interview or something, I will give you some moments in Africa and some other places that revealed some things that made me realize I need Jesus. And he heard me, and my life turned into everything I hoped it was supposed to. And I sit here today and tell you, don't waste your time. Get into that place and get all out of life you can and be content. Be content if it's not better than so-and-so's or more than what's-her-name's. Just be content with what you got in your hands and make that beautiful.
Mm-mm-mm. My
that
love.
You're beautiful. That's all I can say. That is what I do every day. I wake up, I pray. I go, oh, I'm still here. Lead me, guide me. I'm an open book for you. I've done my thing. Now I want to do your thing. I've been happier ever since. Any habit like that after 30 days becomes a lifetime habit because I didn't like to be told what to do. I had a little rebellion streak, you know, almost killed myself out there. You know, and I said, I'm not ready to go. Yeah, I mean, yes, that's true. Now you know, I'm not perfect. I'm writing a book that'll be coming out in about a year or so. I'll be ready to get back to publishing it, and it's going to be called I'm Not Perfect, I'm Peaches.
Lord have mercy.
So please get it and please watch what's happening with that whole experience, because I'm as amazed as you are.
Well, I am so extremely proud of you, and I want to thank you for honoring us today. And I've waited a long time, and I said, you know, when I get Peaches on the show, I said, I want to send out play a very special song for you, song for you and your husband from Leon Ware, Deeper Than Love.
Wow.
Here
thank
in the zone
you.
Of the LoTo Radio. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
It's written in the will, and all through the time, the language stays the same. The unspoken truth, words that I'll never say, but somehow we know it's not what in the head. Here on this carousel, we're going round and round, finding each other in different worlds. Know that we're meant to be. Go on and dream. While night time finds the sun, the sun reminds us we're counting the raindrops fall. I feel complete, not nervous anymore. No, it's not real. Thinking it's more than love. Maybe the fantasy will be reality. Somewhere waiting is our destiny. Waiting.
Available on all streaming apps. And also, if you missed the interview, shame on you, but no need to fear, we got you covered. You can listen to the interview in its entirety on our iHeartRadio podcast. All you have to do is type in LOTL, The Zone, and we got you covered. My queen, it's been an honor, and hopefully soon you will make your captivating self available and come down to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio to perform. You have the utmost love and respect from me, and thank you so much for blessing us with so many years of beautiful therapeutic music.
Thank you. Thank you for blessing us with that last song. It was wonderful. I appreciate it. And please be sure to check it out on Spotify, and I would appreciate hearing from you.
Absolutely.
All of you are listening.
Yes, Lord.
And Teddy, thanks again.
My pleasure, my queen. Much continued success, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. The very talented Linda Peaches Tavani here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. Got to take a little quick 2 and 2 dealing with rain and all these other things, but it's okay. Like Linus's blanket, we got you here. And cozy with some more Leon Ware. Is it dripping on yourself here in the Zone of LOTO Radio?
Hey, I'm feeling To remember, baby. to give this another chance, baby.
I want you to remember.
My goodness, I'm just looking out the window here in the studio and all the rain that's coming down. My goodness, makes you feel kind of melancholy. Yes, Lord, here in the zone of LOTO Radio again. Want to send out a very special thank you to Linda Peaches Tavani. Thank you so much, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get her new hit single, How Many Times, featuring Kurt Whalum. You can go to Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, but hey, Amazon is always my first choice. And she also mentioned she'll be actually shooting a video for the new hit single, How Many Times. So be on the lookout for that. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, catch up with her, and get all the current and pertinent information at lindapeaches.com. And speaking of peaches, Lord have mercy, Vancouver soul singer, my Lord, Catherine Penfold is going to be joining us tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her new single, Far Away, from her upcoming album, Sweetest Thing, due out on October the 6th. So we're definitely looking forward to having her on tomorrow. And to get all of these updates, be sure you catch up with the Teddy Bear and the comings and goings of the zone. You can follow us on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL Radio, the zone. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/LOTL Radio. And also, last but certainly not least, on Twitter at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. So it is written, so it shall be done. It's time to get out of here. And I want everyone again, thank you for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity and allowing the chocolate teddy bear to be your humble host, taking you to the stratosphere, substance, love, and positive vibes. As in always, keep it soulful each and every day in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Boom, boom.
Of a real woman, I can be all the man you need. Oh, but there's just one thing that I'm really trying to cope with, and girl, I want you to know that you need love. Freeze up, look what you do to me. Beauty's got me out of I'm going crazy.
Girl, you got me speechless, babe.
So baby,
I need your patience,
'cause I need time to think
about
what I'm gonna say to you. Because the next time that we meet, I wanna be so prepared. Girl, I got a problem, and I just gotta get
Girl,